you mentioned there, too, the issues that are going on in the sort of upper levels of the military. Now, I noticed you had written something in the Toronto Sun recently about that.
Yeah, it was something I was going to write when all these allegations started to come out, and it was sort of on there, and how was I going to put it together? And then when Eleanor Taylor, who's a good friend of mine and a colleague and somebody I've known basically my whole military career, came forward and resigned in disgust, her words, from the reserve forces, it served to, you know, kind of make sure I got that out in a timely fashion, because the military needs and Canadians deserve, and all Canadians that serve in the Canadian Forces need to be working in a respectful organization where everybody's treated the same. You're not held back. You should never be susceptible or exposed to sexual misconduct, harassment, assault, just because of who you are, your sex, your gender, your religion, or any type of racism. And to me, it just, the Canadian Forces, and as I said in the article, needs more Eleanor Taylors, not less. And it was just my time to, I think, speak out and do what I can to make a difference. And as I stated in the article, I'm sorry I didn't do more why I was serving to stop this, because obviously it was going on, and ignorance is no excuse. We all need to, as leaders, to step to the forefront and do what we can to make a difference and stop this really terrible, unethical, and immoral behavior.
What can be done, do you think, to make a difference?
Well, first off, is we have to hold the senior leadership to account the same as anybody else. It's no different than, you know, why I got so frustrated, you know, a couple of years ago with the SNC-Lavalin affair with the prime minister. Just because you're at the top echelons of political life or within the military, in this case with these allegations against two of the former chiefs of defense staff, you don't get a pass. Everybody's treated to the same standard. And in this case, you know, my disappointed, not only in, especially in General Vance, somebody that I've known my whole career pretty much, but even with the Minister of National Defense, in not taking the necessary action to ensure these allegations from 2018 were properly investigated. The excuse that the ministers used during questioning in committee is that he didn't want to interfere, you know, no political interference. Well, that to me, that doesn't fly. It's not about interfering in the investigation itself. It's about ensuring an investigation is done and proper to the full extent to ensure that there is either the individual that the allegations are against or innocent or not. And because we do have you're innocent till you're proven guilty. But when no investigations conducted at all, I think that's a failure of leadership. And so I think that's what we can do first off, is everybody needs to be held to the same account. And I think there's going to be a lot of debate and look at how does the Canadian Armed Forces move forward to ensure that, A, people know that it's safe to come forward when they have concerns or issues, and B, that maybe we do need to take some of these allegations and aspects of misconduct outside the chain of command or outside the military system. And I think there's been a number of experts speak to that, and I think it's something we need to look into, because the resources necessarily, either you need to invest in those resources within the Canadian Armed Forces themselves so that you have the expertise and the people there that know how to properly do a sexual misconduct investigation, or you need to move it outside and into resources elsewhere. But I think in particular in this case, in a hypothetical, that what should have happened as soon as it was the Chief of Defense Staff that was the allegations, that should have automatically been turned over to outside organizations, whether that was the National Security Advisor, whether that was the RCMP, but somebody outside the military had to do that investigation.